something about it. It means that you are in control of the car, okay? That you are in the driver's seat. Because if your metabolism is damaged and you're in starvation mode and something in your past means that now you can't lose weight and you're screwed, girl. Like, you're a victim. You can't do anything in that, okay? Because your body's fighting against you. And the hopeful news is this is not the case. If you want to lose weight, you can. Like, if you want to get lean, if you want to feel fantastic in a bikini, if you want to be like sexy as heck for your husband and have tons of energy and be playing with your kids and love getting up in the morning and trying on new clothes and going shopping and just feeling great and like being able to run in a crop top and having a flat stomach and all of the things about getting lean and eating a ton of food and having food freedom, all of this stuff. If you want that, you can. Your past and your anything you've done, like your yo-yo dieting and your raw till 4 and your like tons of bananas and blah, 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 blah. Like, it hasn't broken you. You can still lose weight, but you're going to have to learn how. You're going to have to know the steps to take to get there. But it means that you can take those steps. It means that if you do the right things, you will go in the right direction. So I think it's a hopeful message, and I want to leave you with that. I want to leave you with the fact that this is something that is positive. The fact that your body doesn't break and that your body is not broken. Like, you don't have metabolic damage from your past. This is not to say that real hormonal issues with metabolism don't exist. This is not to say that, like, if you have like hyperthyroidism, that your metabolism is not affected by that. It is. But the majority of people don't have that. And if you think for any reason that you've damaged your metabolism or that you've somehow entered starvation mode, it's just simply not true. And I think that's really good news. And I hope that I've been able to do this a bit of justice. I hope that you've gained some clarity in that. And I can already see that there are going to be like people that listen to this and they're like, well, but I'm different. Because I think that we want to, like, it's this human nature where we're like, well, that might apply to most people, but I'm somehow special. Like, I'm somehow, like, I don't know, like, more of a victim. And, yeah, like, I mean, that's your choice, whether you're going to make that decision or not. But all I can do is pass on the science. All I can do is say, like, this is true. This is what has been shown, and this is backed by science. This is backed by testing. This is backed by research. And I mean, it's also just backed by common sense when you think about it. So, yeah, please take that on. Please have some hope for the future. And yeah, good luck in your journey. I'm going to be rambling again more, but I'm just really hoping that this helps you in some way. And if you like this, please leave me a review. I would so appreciate that. And if you send me a screenshot, this is for anyone that listens to this podcast. If you leave me a review and a rating on Apple Podcasts, or like you share it on your stories, send me a screenshot of that, and I'm going to send you a little something special. I'm going to send you like a mini recipe book, which I normally only give to my clients. And so I'm going to give like that a mini version of that to you with some of my favorite recipes for weight loss. So yeah, if you want to do that, just leave me a review and send me a screenshot of that, and I love that. So until next time, I will get out of my car, I will drive away, and I will stop being this kind of like weird surveillance person in this random driveway. So peace out, my people. See ya.